Production. Recorded live.
Welcome to the Old Time Dragnet Show. This is your host, Adam Graham, coming to you once again live from Boise, Idaho. Visit our blog, www.orble.com/dragnet-radio-show. Email me, adam@adamsweb.us. Definitely feel free to provide comments. We appreciate your votes on Podcast Alley because it helps the show increase its ranking. And we've got quite a few interesting comments left here by listeners, and two more this week. Radio was never better, and this was the best show. Thanks, Adam, and that's from TRG. And I would definitely agree. We've been doing the Superman show, and the Superman show is pretty fun, but it's not the same quality. It's not what Jack Webb was able to do with this show. I think was absolutely amazing, and it's going to be very hard, I think, to for anything to top that. There could be someone out there. I haven't heard it. Another comment is, I listened to the Dragnet shows as a young boy. I watched the TV show in college as a comedy, and now listen to the podcast as a nostalgic and ironic style. Webb was a genius in the radio cast. Although the voices became familiar, the voice acting was solid. Adam's introduction and wrap-ups are often amusing and sometimes insightful. I never miss an episode. Thanks, and it's great that some people have been able to follow this as long as Evans 3 has. That's one thing we definitely want to do here, is to kind of preserve that heritage and that cultural experience, because a lot of people just don't know about this history. So we're honored to be able to bring that to you. All right, well, with that, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode, The Big Actor. This is a narcotics show. So let's go ahead and we will take a listen to The Big Actor here on the Old Time Dragnet Show.
The story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent. But Fatima cigarettes, best of all long cigarettes, bring you Greg. You're a detective sergeant. You're assigned to narcotics detail. A large hospital in your city is held up. $10,000 of high-grade narcotics is stolen. The bandits escape. Your job. Get them. Dragnet, the documented drama of an actual crime. For the next 30 minutes, in cooperation with the Los Angeles Police Department, we will travel step by step on the side of the law to an actual case from official police files. From beginning to end, from crime to punishment, Dragnet is the story of your police force in action.
It was Monday, October 23rd, in Spaulding, in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch on the narcotics detail. My partner's Ben Romero. The boss is Captain Kernel. My name's Bright. From 7:16 a.m. we were at the St. Christopher's Hospital, the pharmacy. How you doing?
Yes.
Police officer, sister. Would you like to see Sister Mary Benedict?
I see.
Mother Superior comes down to see you, sister. You're investigating my narcotics problem.
Yes, there've been quite a few police here in the past hour. I believe it was a fingerprint that he just left. I see if I have that car.
Stahl, the boy from the Lady Prince.
Yes, that's right. Sergeant Alan Stahl.
Sister, we're the investigating officers assigned to the case. This is Sergeant Romero. My name's Friday.
Are you a lieutenant?
No, I'm Sergeant. I wonder if you could start right from the beginning for us and start with you know about the robbery.
Well, after that, I went to breakfast and came downstairs to the pharmacy to open up.
Did you keep the pharmacy locked overnight?
Oh, yes, always. but I was assigned an intern on night duty. He has the key in case any other people need it during the night. He's authorized to issue what may be needed upon the doctor's request.
Who else has a key?
I just briefly, Mother Superior is just going to her desk. We have one for the intern on duty. When I got down here this morning, I started to unlock the door and found it ajar. There were no lights on. I snapped on the wall switch. And that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I found young Jimmy Ryan.
That's the one, huh?
Yes, he's unconscious on the floor. He was heavy and cut. He was bleeding profusely.
What did you do then?
I called Mother Superior and she came right down. Dr. Spencer was summoned. He came in and started administering aid to intern lines down the floor.
Was that when you found out the narcotics were missing?
No, not just at that moment. Both Mother Superior and myself were quite worried about young Ryan's condition. Really, Mother Superior and first noticed the narcotics shaped it fantastically.
Your story don't exactly jive then, sister.
How do you mean?
Mother Superior gives you credit for first noticing the theft.
Oh, my no. She's very charitable, but she's the first one that points to the safe. She's very observant.
I understand. Good.
I've been checking the safe and found that someone has taken our entire store of narcotics. Everything.
Is that the safe on there?
Yes, it's the narcotics safe. Don't touch that, Mr. Friday.
No?
No, never. Nothing is to be touched until the police have completed their investigation. Please.
Oh, where the police tested?
Do you have all the clues you need?
Well, you know, but the men from Lighting Fingerprints have dusted everything here, so it's all right to touch things now.
That was Mr. Holland's skull, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my goodness.
We understand you have the inventory there.
Yes, put it on the desk. Here.
Thank you.
People are running inventory, so that's the exact amount that's missing.
Yes, ma'am. Cocaine and morphine. No bird's eye view.
Big haul.
It's like about 10,000 more.
Why do they have a copy of this inventory system?
Would you take the carbon to keep the original from our monthly file?
That'll be fine. Outside of this intern line, nobody sells it ever though.
No. Mother Superior and I have interrogated everyone. We made a thorough investigation of our own. I took notes.
That's so?
Yes, that's been Father Brown, doesn't it?
Father Brown?
Yes, he's an expert detective.
Wow. You wouldn't mean Father Brown?
No, Father Brown.
Father Brown. Do people have their own detective now?
Oh, my, no. He's not a regular detective. He's more like Mother Superior and myself.
That's right.
Yes, he's a young, fast, and very difficult cases. And I'll show you. Right here, the triple cross, another exciting Father Brown mystery by G.K. Chesterton.
Oh.
Yes, I have all but one of the Father Brown books. Mother Superior has it. I get it after she finishes.
Mm-hmm. What's the condition of the infant?
Resting comfortably. Dr. Spencer says he'll be all right. Did he take 9 stitches in his scalp?
You'd like talking to him.
I'm sure that he'll be all right. I don't have to tell you, we all think this is a terrible thing.
Yes, sister, it is.
All those narcotics. Well, it took them all to distribute them, won't it?
Well, that's our guess, sister. The stuff will be sold to addicts.
What makes a dope addict? How do they get started? Why do they do it?
I don't know, sister. I give you a lot of reasons.
None of them good.
None of them good.
Except a few moments of what? Tonight they have it, and tomorrow they have nothing.
That's about the size of it, sister.
The Lord is setting in the caravan steps at the dawn of blessing.
The Bible?
No, for my clan.
Before we left St. Christopher's Hospital, we talked with intern James Lyon. As he was slugged from behind, he failed to see his assailant. He could tell us nothing. The entire hospital staff was screened thoroughly. They could add nothing to what we already knew. Between 6 and 7 o'clock that morning, $10,000 worth of high-grade prescription narcotics had been stolen. Somewhere in the city of Los Angeles was the answer. As in all narcotics cases, speed is the prime factor. Whoever held those narcotics wouldn't waste any time diluting or cutting it. We're making it ready for quick sale. Our job was to stop them. 5 minutes past 8 a.m., we checked in with Sergeant Carlin Stahl at Reagan Fingerprint Detail.
Not much help, is it? I'll tell you that, huh? The safe is clean, let a print on it. The print's anywhere in the room. Plug the intern from behind, put the keys, or a belt loop off the trousers. Open the safe and walk start. Print it and clean it.
Okay.
You didn't get anything on your end, huh?
Nothing.
Someone? Yeah. Pick one up. Who is it? Drunk about them, Babe Card. He's really seeing the same coming out of the car. Thank you, Babe.
Yeah.
What's the story on? Well, it's downtown LA. Sitting in the parked car that's walking Broadway. So the first thing was a 390, but they couldn't raise him. He's done with it.
What else?
All the figure must be queued up, so they roll up the sleeve with the spike marks on them.
Anything on?
Yeah, there were two vials of them on the seat behind them. They're exciting. Prescription stuff. Got the list of serial numbers in the hospital?
Yeah, right here.
All right, let's do it. All right. Yeah, Kevin, trying to get a list of serial numbers on the hospital line. Up down, checking against the bars and finding the car.
Oh, here you are, Walt.
Thanks, Steve. How you feeling, babe?
My name?
Hello, this is Fabian Romero, Central Division.
Thank you.
Want to tell us about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Living high.
Am I using?
Not the way I get it. You're scoring good. Description stuff.
Thank you. I'm afraid.
Well, where then? I'm going to keep this thing.
Who's your connection, babe?
I don't know.
You know that marketing we picked out of your car and thought.
Did you know all of it? Hospital pharmacy was hacked over this morning. The numbers on those vials of yours match up. You're in a real jam.
No numbers on them.
You might as well tell us where you got it.
I'm not going to be a friggin' for you.
Nobody's asking to be a friggin' for love. That's half hard stuff. We don't get anybody else. It's going to go hard for you.
I'm not going to bite the hand.
You want to stand alone on this one, not the idea?
I didn't say that.
Well, one of us isn't going to go alone and hold your hand. How about it? Who's your connection?
All right, it isn't going to be a long wait, Kellogg. As soon as Wallace gets back with those serial numbers, you can play hero all afternoon.
We'll be on the 12th floor of the county jail, babe. You won't have to wait long there either. The minute you put 1 foot in that car, the judge will throw everything he's got at you.
$10,000 for drugs, Presta?
Robert, Kellogg. $10,000.
This is good, but 2 bottles ain't worth that much.
And you only show a part of it, maybe you got the rest of it at your plant.
About my plant. 1931, this is all we'll break. Your car's being checked out. Didn't find any more, did you? No, I couldn't be that lucky.
You feel pretty good now, but you'll get a yen on.
It won't help me get another good.
When's the last time you left us?
Your number's less than mine. I helped you. Helped you guys a lot. Do you remember the 5-step plant?
No.
1933, Friday night last. Well, I do like this study's plan. He didn't have no pizza like his son and me. He was a big man. He sent us 4 tapes on me.
Oh, of course you didn't.
Sure I did. Right here in Kansas City. I done a big server that night. Friday night live.
A different town, a different night, babe.
No kidding. Seen in St. Louis?
Same as Steve. No.
Don't kid me along. This is Kansas City. No, I live in St. Louis.
You're in Los Angeles, babe. Los Angeles, California.
You're kidding. Clonard wouldn't do that to me.
Who's Clonard?
Levin's in Baltimore. I thought I needed to come in the hotel.
That's in Kansas City.
Yeah. Bloody Clonard. Tough cut. He said make a hot for me. You want me a KC? He went to Florida out of town. That's why I came here to St. Louis.
You're in Los Angeles, babe. You got it? Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. Can you tell me?
Step out for me.
Yeah.
That's it.
Checks out, huh?
Somebody cut through the serial number stamps on the vial, but you can still make them out. The 2 vials of morphine you found in Kellogg's car were from the hospital pharmacy.
Thanks, Homer. It's driving on Friday.
Right. Right.
All right, babe, now let's cut out the jokes. Those 2 vials you had came from the hospital. The numbers check out.
No numbers on those,
I don't know. You probably didn't even look at them.
Oh, yeah, I looked. some numbers on.
We found them all right.
Thank you. I could read them. I couldn't tell
that.
Somebody scratched them off. Oh, man. You wouldn't know.
Five.
How much heat do I have to spend if I take it along?
Five. There was an intern slugged on that job. That's pretty bad. They're going to tag you for assault, too.
I never hit anybody in my life.
How do we know?
I just told you.
We don't know. You didn't blow this job. We haven't got any clue.
What's the Mr. Con?
Goes like this, Dave. First-degree robbery, 5 years to life. Assault with a deadly weapon, 1 to 10. Violation of the State Narcotics Act, 1 to 15. You can add. I lose you up there. You can get a real gun on by that time. There's no button up at you.
I can't go that rough.
Where'd you get this stuff?
I'd rather be a Fagin than spend 50 years of a joint.
You convinced us. Where'd you get it?
Anybody turns Fagin before they spend 50 years of jail. No, I can't go that route.
Where'd you get it, Dave?
Sometimes that's often. I gained $700 clean proof. Comes in cash and if I was a crook, I can start a guy from getting 2,000 miles away. I knew there wasn't any crook.
What was it wrong?
He was blind, good, someone. Oh, let's see some man. No, I know what he
is. This man, Dave.
He's a bit clear in pictures when he cast a
party.
You may know what he's doing. On location.
How could he be on location when you bought that stuff on this morning?
That's the plane this morning. He was on his way.
On his castle. Picture into that, huh?
Just got it.
Run it down.
10 a.m. We checked the name Leonard Castle through our eyes. We found nothing. We looked in the phone book and got the number. Starfield 3711. Central Casting.
Central Casting.
Los Angeles Police Department calling.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a Leonard Castle registered with you?
One moment. Yes, we do.
Wonder if you could tell me if he's working. You're working today?
Yes, he is.
You're sure that company's not on location?
No, we have no location showing for that picture.
Well, could you give me his call, please?
Surely. He has a 9 o'clock call today, stage 3. Did you wish to see Mr. Castle?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have any trouble locating him over there.
We'll find him.
Listening to Dragnet, actual case histories taken from official police files.
Ten thirty a.m. Central Casting gave us Leonard Castle's home address, and Detectives Long and Hunt went on a immediate stakeout. Ben and I drove out to Sound Stages Incorporated and checked in at the reception desk. We showed them our identification and were issued a pass to Sound Stage 3.
Stage 1, stage 3 ought to be, come in.
Yeah.
Not very big, though.
No, it's pretty small.
Watch the truck there.
I think he'll have me what he's talking about.
I don't know. A couple of minutes.
Not very usual. Joe had Papa doing a job right there.
My house gets somewhere.
That's a good way to get around a movie, huh? But I say.
But I want it.
Sure, a thick fog is it? Yeah, we don't have them often, but when we get them, they're real pea super. Yeah.
Better hold it then. Red light, they're shooting in there.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see.
On stage 5, you know?
Couldn't tell you. All clear. It's gone.
Hey, fella.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can tell us where we can find Leonard Castle.
Sure.
Oh, they call Leonard Castle, would it? Okay.
Leonard Castle.
Guess we can wait over here with the phone, huh?
You'll be right here.
Yeah, thank you.
Rosie, you call me? Hey, gentlemen, I want to see you.
Thanks,
Gordon. You want to see me?
Your name Leonard Castle.
Yeah, that's fine.
Police officer.
Yeah.
There's some place where we can talk.
This all right? I got a stick points. I might be in the next shot.
Sorry. You know a fellow by the name of Fade Kellogg?
No.
He's said he knows you.
Oh, I never heard of him.
You sure?
Put it on the belt. Hold the word. Quiet down. Quiet.
Hold it a minute. Sure.
Now, see, move that boot about a foot and a half to your right. That's it. Hold it right there. Make a little higher. Couple of turns. Whoa, whoa. That's it. Back. Give me an inch and make right here. Camera left.
Eric. When Fred Conrad crossed over the table, can you help me out a little? Can you bring him down about 2 points on the table?
Yeah. I can get that.
Already, Miller.
Conrad?
Yes, sir.
Take it real easy. Remember, you don't know your sergeant's got a clue until he comes to you. You're anticipating over it, okay?
Yeah,
it is. It's fine.
Wow, what's that mic shadow we're getting on that wall?
Am I out now?
Not too much. It's too low.
That's fine, please.
All ready?
All right, Tyler. Come on.
Drone.
Action.
All right, Chief. As soon as I get all the food, I'll be right down. He's got broken window.
That's right.
Yeah. We got him in.
Come
on. You never heard of Babe Kellogg, huh?
That's right.
Where were you at 6 at night this morning, kid?
You good?
You got men out to your place checking.
What's it all about?
Between 6 and 7 o'clock this morning, somebody robbed the pharmacy at St. Christopher's Hospital and slugged the intern and made off with over $10,000 of narcotics.
Yeah?
We found you were in bed between 6 and 7, you clear?
No, I was.
Anybody got it back up at Alma?
Well, yeah, I guess she knew.
What time she generally get up?
Oh, I don't know. Why?
She couldn't bring her back yet. She was still asleep.
Well, she's usually up there.
But you said you didn't know what time she got in.
Well, I mean, I don't usually know.
But you knew this morning.
No.
And you don't know Babe Kellogg.
Turn her down, everybody. Don't tell us what. I don't know. Babe Kellogg. What do
you read on the gym, Harry?
9+.
You need a little hotter.
A little hotter, yeah. That's 10+, Steve.
That's it.
How about it,
Steve?
Anything?
Turn
him over.
Ronnie. Hey.
Action. All right, Chief. Did I get all the tools up there
right
there? Yeah.
Stuff right
from here. These
are
broken windows.
That's right. It's plastered with
plaster. Yeah. We got
our knife. Jake, he said plastered with plaster. My brain's plastered with fingerprints. You gotta say the whole word, then I don't know what you mean in bad grammar. Come here, I'm
back. Yeah, there you go. Hold the word, keep it quiet.
That's no use. Tough director, but it's a good one.
How long have you been doing this kind of work, Jeff?
Oh, 6, 7 years.
What pictures you been in?
Oh, I don't think you'd have noticed. They're mostly small parts.
What kind of parts you got in this picture?
I play a cop.
What would you like to do?
In this picture?
No. What's your ambition? You got a stand picture?
Yeah, I'd like to. Like to get a few bigger parts. It's pretty tough to try and sell yourself to a producer if you can't see on film.
Money's pretty good, though, isn't it?
All of the parents. Different deal in each picture, you know.
Mm-hmm. You have an agent?
No. No, I did have. Wasn't doing anything for me, so I let him go on. I'm representing him.
Pretty hard to build any kind of a name without an agent, isn't it?
Well, it depends. You can keep up a good front, nice car. It's all it counts this time.
Well, you really believe that, do you?
I trust you.
Well, I don't know much about it. I'm not an actor.
You said you didn't know Big Kellogg at all, didn't you?
No, I don't know. You said you saw your landing at 6 o'clock this morning.
No, I didn't see that. Well, there's the theater or nothing, director or something.
What time did you see your landing this morning?
Oh, no.
Get it, Captain?
When you got to get the new one? You need me a show?
No, I'm still on the same thing. We'll get you till after lunch. You can stay with the frame.
Okay.
What time is it break current, Captain?
This company usually breaks around 12:30.
It's only 11:15. Let them go outside and talk.
Director said he didn't need me. Why, never want to believe the director. It's always the first assistant.
You could check with him, couldn't you?
Oh, I don't like the guy. I hate to ask any favor.
But he wasn't going to use you to last the line.
Well, it isn't good policy to bother the first assistant.
Well, it's probably better in here anyway. I didn't see anyone sit down outside. Unless you have a car, will not.
You have a car?
No, I don't. But you told us you had a car.
No, I didn't tell you that, did I?
You said something about keeping up a good front, a nice car. Is that what you said?
Oh. Oh, sure, I have a car. I don't know what I was thinking about. Yeah, I have a car.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said you had a car.
Tell you this picture, I'll drive you crazy. I don't know what I'm saying. If it's
maybe you made a mistake about Big Kellogg.
Do you know
him? No, I'm sure about that. I don't know David Carson.
Keller.
Dave Keller. You know, I don't know him.
Would you mind showing us your wallet?
What for? You want to see my identification?
Let me see the wallet, please.
All right. Yeah.
No, you hold it. Did you open it up?
Okay. All right, buddy. I see.
Yeah, okay.
Wrong.
Big. All right. Nice and easy now. Fingerprint.
Right.
Action.
All right, Chief. Looks like I got all the clues up here right there.
What I found.
He's a broken window, huh?
That's fine. Watch him.
Yeah? We got on him.
Okay.
Sammy.
See how much money you got in your wallet, man. No, you hold it.
Just count it, of course.
All right, it is. What about the rest of it in there?
Hmm?
All right, I didn't see.
All right, count it.
Just a few hundred here.
Count it.
All right.
Well, I can see 50s right there on top. That's 200, isn't it?
Yeah. 300. 400. 450. Yeah, I'm going on. I did not have this much. There's 250 more. That makes 700, doesn't it?
There's two more tens and a five there. That's $725 cash.
Yeah.
Doing pretty well in this picture, right?
It's not all too much.
All right, you can put your wallet away.
Thanks. If you didn't make this money on the picture, where'd you get it? Play a little card yesterday? Did I put it in?
Yeah, pretty good.
Weren't you tired this morning?
No.
Not even when you got up at 6? I said I got up at 6.
So listen, Castle, you don't know what you said, but one thing's sure you're lying to us. You know Babe Kellogg, you know him well. Selling 2 vials of high-grade morphine.
I got wrong about it.
All right, then you set us straight. Kellogg says he paid you $700 for the stuff. You got over $700 in your wallet. That's more than you need for lunch money. Now, this could be a coincidence. You set us straight.
Well, you're wrong.
Where do you get the money?
Hey, action.
All right, Chief. If they get all the truth, I'll be right in.
Look what I found.
He's a broken window, huh?
That's right. It's a black and blue thing about.
Yeah, you got on there.
Yeah. All right, one more.
Where'd you get the money, Castle?
I told you I played cards.
It won't do. Got the keys to your car,
Castle.
We'll get you excused. We want to look at your car.
No, no, don't do that.
All right, then. Do you know Betty Kellogg?
I don't know.
Rolling.
Hey, action.
All right, Chief. Since I get all the clues, I'll be right in. It's a broken window, huh?
That's
right. Yeah. We got him, man.
Cut. Right. All the girl, I...
You know Babe Kellogg?
Yes. Yes.
You robbed that hospital this morning.
I needed the money. I had that, but I owed money. I was going to take my car out. I was broke. What else could I do? I was sick once. I stayed at St. Christopher's. I knew where they kept the drugs. I knew if I could get them, I could make some fast money. I didn't mean to hit the kid. I couldn't let him see me. He didn't have to be there. He didn't have to be there. I sold old Babe the stuff and the rest is in the car under the seat. I need the money out. I was broke. Broke.
Better get them out of here, Ben.
Come on, Cass.
That was a great meeting.
My name's Milton. I'm directing this picture. You the boy, did you?
No, sir.
Never heard him read better. Funny thing, you know.
Yeah.
In front of the camera, he goes to the dogs.
The story you've just heard was true. Only the names were changed to protect the innocent. On January 28th, trial was held in Superior Court, Department 91, City and County of Los Angeles, State of California. In a moment, the results of that trial. Dragnet will be heard 1 hour earlier, at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Leonard Francis Castle was tried and convicted of first-degree robbery and violating the State Narcotics Act. He received sentences as prescribed by law.
Alfred Big Kellogg was convicted of violating the State Narcotics Act. Both men are now serving their terms in the state penitentiary. You have just heard Dragnet, a series of authentic cases from official files. Technical advice comes from the Office of Chief of Police W.H. Park, Los Angeles Police Department.
Fatima Cigarettes, the best of all long cigarettes, has brought you Dragnet from Los Angeles. Sarah Berner is delightful in Sarah's Private Caper. Next on NBC.
Welcome back. Welcome back here on the old-time Dragnet show. I have to admit, listening to this, the quality of the audio is not quite up to normal Dragnet standards. And to me, it sounds like this is one of those. They did another episode quite similar to this a few weeks back where they went out to an actual pier location to be able to tape the show. And when they took this out on location, the audio quality dips quite significantly. But Webb was able, willing to try these things. It just didn't work particularly well in an audio format to take Dragnet out of the studio like that. So that's pretty much it. Kane came in, and hello to him. I'd like to urge everybody to check out the Old Time Radio Superman show. We will be doing that tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's great fun, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. For now, again, email me your thoughts, adam@adamsweb.us. Cast your vote for us at podcastalley.com. For now, though, this is Adam Graham signing off.